Measure Up Podcast, Episode 9. Keep people engaged in your KPI project. G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organization or business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about keeping people engaged in your KPI project, our feature article is Inspiring People to Make KPI Progress. We'll help Measure Up subscriber Chris answer his question about how do you keep performance management fresh, and we'll wrap up with a quick tip about a cool way to keep track of your KPI project's progress. Now, even though this episode's theme is about keeping people engaged in performance measurement, I thought I'd share a bit about what it's like when engagement in measuring what matters is automatic and self-sustaining, a place we all should be striving to reach. And it's for me personally, you know, measuring is just a tool that I use now, and I use it whenever I need to focus on and improve something. And depending on what I'm using it for, I use it to varying degrees, but in all aspects of my life. So for example, I'll use measurement in a very simple way when I'm just doing routine things around the house or renovation projects, like filling sandbags, which I've been doing a fair bit of lately because of the floods. Well, not so much the floods, but the excessive rain that caused the floods caused a few landslides for us. So we've got some very tall retaining walls to build in an emergency just to retain the land around our house so it doesn't threaten the foundations of the house. But other routine things like shoveling mulch. We have a lot of garden space, so often we'll get delivery of heaps and heaps of mulch to put on the garden beds, painting walls, those sorts of things. But basically hard work that isn't fun, and generally I want it to be over with as soon as possible. What measuring does in these situations is it motivates me to find more efficient and faster ways of doing the work so that it is over sooner. So back to the sandbag story, after trying a few different systems or strategies for filling the sandbags, I ended up discovering that if I set up 5 sandbags at a time with a bit of dirt in the bottom so they stayed standing up and quite stable, and then I could shovel the dirt into the sandbags 5 at a time, and that seemed to work quite well. My muscles didn't get too fatigued working with 5, and then I could tie them up and my husband could cart them up to the retaining wall and stack them, and I'd be working on the next 5. In situations like that, I also use counting as a way of finding a bit of a rhythm as well. And you'll know from your experience in anything really that once you're in a rhythm, you seem to get through things a lot quicker. So I would make sure that I filled each sandbag with just 8 small shovels of dirt just to be enough in there to make the sandbag stand up. And then once they were standing up, I'd use the bigger shovel and I'd put probably 6 or 7 shovels into it. I know you're probably laughing now, aren't you? 6 or 7 shovels of dirt into the sandbag to fill it. So that rhythm just really got me moving, and I could think about things, I could listen to music and know that I was just getting the job done really well. So measuring in that sense is just a way of motivating me to be more efficient, to find a system that works quickest for me, and to find that rhythm so that I get things done. I also use running, measuring when I'm running. So I measure all kinds of things. Well, I don't do the measuring actually. My Garmin Forerunner watch, GPS watch, it does the measuring for me, thankfully. I measure all kinds of things, and for different reasons too. When I'm actually out there on the road or on the trail running, I'll use my Garmin to monitor the pace that I'm doing, or the cadence, or in other words, how quickly my feet are turning over, or my stride rate. And what I use those pieces of information for, or those measures for, is to help me see how hard I'm working. Am I working to my edge? I know that when my cadence is up around 95, 96, I'm running at a fairly moderate pace, And that's good. If my training run is supposed to be at a moderate pace, I know that if I'm keeping my cadence there, I'm running at the right kind of speed. Also, while I'm training, while I'm actually there running, I'll use my heart rate as well. I'll monitor that to check that I'm working hard enough or that I'm not working too hard. I did a run the other day and my heart rate was quite high, even though my cadence was relatively low for what I would have liked to have been doing. But I was running in 30 degree heat. It was really, really hot. So I knew that I shouldn't be pushing myself any faster than that because my heart rate's saying, hey, look, you know, you're working hard enough already. I'll use different measures also to monitor from week to week to make sure that my training is working the way I want it to work. One of those measures is my average pace and also the elapsed times for standard routes that I run. And that gives me a way of monitoring, you know, am I getting faster over that route? And also when I collect some information about other external factors, it helps me understand what impact each of those factors might have on my speed. Things like weather, you know, how hot it is outside or whether it rained or not. How fatigued I am, you know, did I do a hard workout the day before or did I do that session on fresh legs? Did I keep adequately hydrated, like on the runs where I drank plenty? Did I cope better with that workout? And fueling, did I have breakfast before I went or did I go on an empty stomach? What sort of impact do those sort of factors have? And finally, I'll also measure my race times specifically, and obviously the purpose for doing that is to see, am I actually achieving my goals? So measuring is easy to do in that context and very, very valuable as well. Now, of course, I also measure in my business, and it's just as natural as measuring my running or measuring the renovation work that I do. And in business, I think measures for me take on three really important roles. First and foremost, my measures are regular reminders of what I should be giving my time to. If I'm working on something that isn't contributing toward one of the measures targets that I have in my strategic plan, I kind of have to question, why am I doing this? What's it doing? Is it helping me or not to achieve my goals? The second role that measures in my business have are to provide me with feedback that might warn me of any changes going on in the business environment or out in the market that were unexpected. You know, am I suddenly seeing sign-up rates to my email newsletter changing without being the result of any change that I've actually deliberately made to my marketing efforts, for example? And thirdly, the role that measures take in my business is to give me tools to test the effect of changes that I do make to the business system. If I change the way I've designed my website or change the way that I market a particular program, training program, does that change the sign-up rates or the registration rates to my programs? And if not, why not? And if it does, well, obviously it's a change I'd want to keep. I guess there's probably a fourth thing that I do with my measures, not necessarily a reason for having them, but something I do with them, and that's celebration. So, for example, one of the goals I achieved last year was I reached my registration goals for my performance measure blueprint workshops, and I celebrated that achievement with a delivery of some very expensive and very delicious chocolate from France. So that was a bit of fun. Well, generally that's what it's like when measuring becomes your friend and a regular integrated part of the way that you work. But for most people, that's not reality yet. And like any new habit that you want to form and keep, you need to work at keeping people inspired until they can experience enough successes that measuring just becomes accepted into their way of doing things. And in today's feature article, one of my clients has a great idea to help you do that. Inspiring people to make KPI progress. Now, you can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Recently, one of my performance measure blueprint workshop attendees, Greg, sent me an email with the subject line, "I thought you might get a laugh out of this, my first measures newsletter." Well, I opened it, read it, and then hit reply. You are a complete nut, Greg. This is fantastic. I was splitting my sides reading it. Is it for real? Are you honestly starting a newsletter for your colleagues? What a tremendous way to get and keep people engaged. Greg and his colleagues had gotten busy when they left our Sydney 2010 Performance Measure Blueprint Workshop. They wasted not a moment in setting in motion their KPI development project, and just a few weeks later, Greg's email arrived with the first edition of his measures newsletter, The Daily Measure. The first section, called Napa Grabs KPI Lead, features a bar graph that shows each division's progress along the steps of the Performance Measure Blueprint implementation process, and apparently Napa's division was winning at that point. The second section, called Results Map Blamed for Pizza Sales Increase, featured a picture of Greg's organization's results map, which is like a strategy map. It highlights the performance results aligned to strategy, showing in one picture all the things worth measuring. The discerning features of the results map are each result in a circle of its own, results arranged in a hierarchy from strategic to operational levels, results linked to show important cause-effect relationships, and the circular layout to make the links easier to follow. The article was suggesting a link between increased pizza sales and the existence of this new results map. You just have to read it. It's hilarious, and I'll give you the link in a few moments. The point of sharing this with you is to point out that you don't have to try too hard to create some fun around performance measurement, and that fun can truly feed the progress. Greg's done it with a bit of casual competition with his KPI progress graph and with humour in his pizza article. What are your fun ideas for inspiring people to make progress with their KPIs? If you want to take action on this idea, download a copy of Greg's The Daily Measure newsletter at stacybarr.com/downloads/thedailymeasure.pdf for inspiration for how you can keep your KPI projects on track and have a little fun with it too. And it's just one way, really, to keep performance measurement fresh and interesting and top of mind for people. And that's what MeasureUp subscriber Chris wants to know more about. Chris's question is, how do you keep performance management fresh? I'm hoping that as we enter the second decade of this century, the world might start to turn away from the habit of multitasking and shift to a new habit of one thing at a time. Personally, I find that I achieve much more, much sooner, when I focus just on one goal at a time rather than trying to fit it all in. I try to have no more than 3 task goals per day that are the most important things to do that day to achieve my highest goals, and I schedule blocks of time to finish each one before starting the next. And this relates to Chris's question, because keeping things simple and focused and relevant is a prerequisite to them not getting stale in the first place. Focus just one or two performance priorities at a time so you don't get overwhelmed. Overwhelm is an energy sink and doesn't do any good toward achieving goals. Also, move fast so you get results sooner and you avoid that problem of momentum waning. Don't overplan and don't perfect your performance measures or your performance improvement. Just like in the last MeasureUp podcast episode's quick tip, success loves speed. Don't start a new performance improvement initiative until you've achieved the results from the current one. Also, always link to what's strategically important so you give attention only to what currently matters most. If you can't link it strongly to the current strategic plan, or it isn't important or revelational enough to change the strategic plan, then simply don't do it. Don't give time to it. Don't give attention to it. And finally, regularly step back and review your performance measurement approach to see what you can do to strip out the wasteful or boring bits and get people's ideas for how to freshen it up, for how to focus it more sharply and increase the rate at which it produces performance transformation. There will always be ways to improve your data collection, to improve your performance reports, and to cull useless measures that no one values. And perhaps one final tip, the best ideas for how to freshen up your performance management may very well come from the people who are finding it's getting too stale. So ask them. But if you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, email me at measureup@stacybarr.com. Now, one very cool tool that Greg from our feature article uses to keep his finger on the pulse of performance measurement progress is the KPI implementation progress graph, which is the topic of our quick tip today. Now, this might be a bit of a challenge to describe something visual in an audio podcast, but I'll give it a go. The KPI implementation progress graph is a bar chart, essentially. So let me talk you through constructing it in your head or on paper if you happen to have a pen and notebook handy. Now, my preference is for a horizontal bar chart where each bar represents a team or division or department in your organization. You might have a bar for HR, for operations, for marketing, for sales, and so on. So they're along the vertical axis. The horizontal axis is for the percentage of progress through the entire implementation process of developing KPIs. Now, you can divide up this horizontal axis into the natural steps of your KPI implementation approach. Now, of course, my clients and I use the PUMP blueprint. So along our horizontal axis, we'd have it divided up into the following steps. Step 1, the results map. Step 2, measure designs. Step 3, the measure gallery. Step 4, measure definitions. Step 5, measure data collected. Step 6, report design. And step 7, measures interpreted. Now, the bar for each department or division would indicate how far along the implementation process that department is. So let's say the marketing department has completed their results map and their measure designs. That's steps 1 and 2. Their bar would span across two steps along the horizontal axis. But let's say the operations department has completed their results map but is only partway through their measure designs. In this case, you could show the first part of the bar corresponding to the results map step as a solid color, maybe green, and the second part of the bar corresponding to measure design as a cross-hashed color to indicate it's in progress. Greg has made a sport of this in his organization, and it's added a bit of fun along with fervor for each department to see if they can get into the lead. Of course, you'd want to be sure they'd done each step well before giving them the solid green bar. If it's done in the spirit of fun, it's not unreasonable to expect people to start collaborating, you know, to go and see how the HR department managed to get into the lead. And collaboration is a great thing when you're trying to improve the performance of the organization as a whole. Well, here we are at the end of another episode. Thanks again for joining me. Remember, you can download these podcasts and also read the feature articles at measureupblog.com. You can also subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.